in studio guest this morning, and we're talking about the fifth annual Cornhole for Kids tournament for Children's Mentoring Connection. It's out at Millstream on May 9th. Stacy Shaw here, Executive Director for Children's Mentoring Connection. Good morning.
Good morning, Rex.
And we're talking, this is the fifth.
The fifth annual. One of those good things that came from COVID.
That's right. Well, yeah, explain that, how it all started.
Yeah, so Millstream's always helped us out with our Bowling for Kids event. Mm-hmm. And after COVID, we had to kind of regroup, and the students came up with this idea. It was all student-led to start Cornhole for Kids there at Millstream, and they are able to pull all the students from all the departments together. We have, during the weeks, kind of the bracket is built, and then at the end on May 9th, we have the final competition for each of the blocks there at Millstream.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You've brought some students in.
I have, yes.
Introduce students.
Peyton Statler, Natalie Steffes, Brooke Ann Bush, and Rayanne Shearbrook with me today. And they mm-hmm. are juniors and seniors in the program. And like I said, the teaching professions really kicks this off and leads everything that we have to do.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's in teaching professions, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So have you've done this before, the cornhole. So what really stands out to you helping with Children's Mentoring Connection?
Helping with Children's Mentoring Connections, I go to Bigelow once a week on Wednesdays, and I help out with, I have five boys at my table. And
okay.
really noticed the importance of making a positive impact on the lives of these children. You don't always know what's going on at home, but as long as you're there, they feel safe and loved.
So that's what it's about, mm-hmm. Children's Mentoring Connection and the Cornhole Tournament. Who else? What are you involved with Children's Mentoring?
I've been a mentor for Children's Mentoring Connection at Van Buren High School, my high school, since I was a freshman. And I was with a girl for 2 years, my freshman, sophomore year, and we really grew together, and it was just, like, good to see her every Wednesday. You could tell that she was excited to see me, and, like, she was eager to, like, do whatever activity we were doing. And then this year as a junior, I got a new one since my last girl went up to sixth grade. I got a new girl, and you can tell that she's just excited to see me, and she's glad to have that person that she can be with and, like, be herself around.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Brooke Ann was on with us the other day talking about the car show. So she's a natural on the microphone. So
there you go. Yeah.
So, yeah, Stacy, talk about how important it is to have kids as men. Actually, you know, we think of adults, but you've got kid
mentors.
Right.
So, yeah, several years ago, we started adding high school students to mentor elementary students. And some of them do also mentor our middle school students as well. And one of the great things about that is it's beneficial for both the high school students and the elementary kids. And I think these ladies would tell you that they've gotten just as much out of it mentoring as well. And for the kids in the teaching profession, it's really an opportunity to get into the classroom type of setting, meeting with the kids and seeing, you know, it's a great opportunity to learn early on. Is this really what you want to do? Or is this the age group that you really want to work with? Because sometimes you don't find that out when you're going to college until you start student teaching. And then you're like, oh, geez, mm-hmm. Elementary kids might not be exactly where I want to be.
Sure.
So this is great. And it also helps those elementary students, especially like our Van Buren program, where those students, you know, go to school there, and so they're able to see them outside of the classroom, and they get to see the elementary kids get to see the opportunities that they have in the future at school. So it's really a great connection that way.
Cornhole for Kids coming up on May 9th and out at Millstream. Who else is involved with the cornhole? What do you guys need out there? You need some corporate businesses to step up?
We've like went around and asked like a lot of different places, like a lot of different like food places and stores to like put donations toward the Cornhole for Kids, to like put it towards Children's Mentoring, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything we get, like everything that we
profit that we make, it's all gonna go to Children's Mentoring Connections.
So you're looking for like gift cards and things like that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Things for our concession stand.
People
that are playing cornhole. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because all the concession stand money that we also make goes to Children's Mentoring Connection.
So donations, this, concession stand money.
All of that. All right.
To play.
Yep.
Very good. May 9th, how do we find out This is all for the students.
So this is all the students at Millstream, yes.
And the teachers, right?
So it's all, yeah, and the teachers do participate. There's usually an administrative
little competition
group.
There.
And they're all very competitive, and they're all very good. And some of the students from their junior year come back the senior year ready to take on that championship and are serious and bring their own cornhole bags. There's a whole inside thing with cornhole. I didn't know about until this started.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Stacy Shaw, Children's Mentoring Connection. It's happening May 9th out at Millstream, 5th Annual Cornhole for Kids. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Rex Howard in the morning, 100.5 WKXA.